We just turn over in the scriptures to that psalm that we were talking about today, the psalm numbered 8. And in that psalm, we hear something of the wonder of the humiliation of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And a very peculiar text is in that psalm, the psalm numbered 8, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 2, and you'll find something very remarkable in Hebrews chapter 2. A quotation from this verse that I have just read to you, with something added. Verse 6 of the second chapter of Hebrews, and one in a certain place, and of course that certain place is Psalm 8, testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the sufferings of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. The text of Scripture mentioned in the 8th Psalm was not complete until Jesus went to Calvary. And then we discovered that Christ is this man. What is man that thou art mindful of him? God was mindful of his Son, although he had to turn his head away when his Son died on the cross. He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. You will notice that in the psalm, the crowning is mentioned, but the crucifixion is not mentioned. But there can be no crowning without the crucifixion. And praise God, we not only see the crowning, but we see the crucifying as we sit at this table today. All the way to Calvary, he went for me, and he died to set me free. We're going to bow our heads, and some brother will lead us and say thank you to the Lord Jesus that he gave his body on that cruel cross for each one of us. Amen.